Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Margaret, you feel very foolish about this. Could I just reassure you at the start? You shouldn't, because you got caught. Like, these professional gangsters are out to catch you. So take me to the very start. What happened?
Well, my husband and myself were ill and we were in isolation. And we were sick and we were lying low. And I got a text message from my bank that always comes in on the trade. You know, it's like a genuine message from my bank.
Yeah.
And it said that there was unusual activity, suspicious activity on my account. And I had to press on the link to secure my account. No, I panicked and I pressed on the link. And the page that came up is the page that I always use for my online banking. No, I'm not very computer literate. But because the banks are encouraging people to go online, you really have no choice, because it's impossible to go into a bank and speak to a person now.
Yes.
And I did that. And then a few hours later, I got a phone call from a person in the bank to say that, were we aware that our current account and our savings account had been cleared out? And did we intend on moving money? And I said, Jane, Inez, we have been out for over a week. I didn't authorise any money to go out of our account. And what followed then, PJ, was 4 days of absolute worry, stress, sleepless nights, and me beating myself up because I couldn't believe how stupid I was to have pressed on the link.
Margaret, do you mind telling me how much money was involved? Was it a significant sum?
It was well over 10,000.
Oh my goodness me.
Every penny we had.
Did the bank investigate when you told them you hadn't done this genuinely?
So this is the thing, this is the issue I have. I think the banks should have more robust systems in place to protect people's funds. Because when the guy rang us from the bank, he told me to make a report to the guards in Fermoy and to send the details of a pulse number to he gave me an email number. And that's the only contact we had with a physical person. Now, of course, I rang the bank the next morning again to try and speak to someone, and a very nice lady came on, but she said to me, the bank deals with these on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
So the entire weekend we spent worrying, stressed. Our wages had gone into the bank on that Thursday, every penny we had. So by Monday morning, we got another text message from the bank, and I was half afraid to open it at that stage, but it was to say they had processed a refund to our account.
Right.
But no explanation. We don't know what happened, how they got at our money, you know, who took it, and we haven't been able to speak to anybody. So it's not good enough that they don't come back to people physically and tell them. You know, I felt you've no idea what my husband and I went through, the worry of it for the 4 days and not knowing. And all we could get was, oh, we deal with it on a case-to-case basis and that's it.
Now, I've gotten these text messages myself telling me there's been suspicious activity on my account from a bank I don't have an account with. So it's very easy for me to dismiss that as a scam. But this was your bank?
Yes. That we've dealt with them for 45 years. So, like, the money that comes in and goes out of our account is just our usual household running costs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for any bank to think that it was okay to take every penny we had out and not even ring us to check. You know, I mean, we've the same pattern for the last 45 years.
About how long after you clicked on the link that caused this to happen did the bank contact you?
5 hours. Now, people have said that we've been lucky that it was that quickly, that they think the bank may have caught it in time.
Yeah.
But nobody's told us. We don't know. We genuinely don't know how it happened. Or you just... We were left in limbo and we got it back in limbo, which we were very grateful for because, you know, it was terrifying at the time. And really, we were really sick with worry. And I just want to say to people that don't click on anything. And I know, I think for older people, my age group, we're not as computer literate and we're not as up with it as the younger crowd are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people should be so aware of it. And if it saves one person from the anguish that we had, it'll be worth it.
Like when the bank contacted you first, the real bank contacted you first and said they'd noticed this activity. Like, did they tell you then, look, we'll freeze the account? Did they tell you you'd be able to get the money back?
No. I asked the boy that rang. I said, what's going to happen? Now, obviously, the first question I asked was, were we going to get our money back? And he just said to me, oh, the fraud investigation team deal with this on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
You need to get a pulse. You need to get a pulse number from the Garda and you need to send it to this email he gave me.
Sure.
I said to him, like, how did it happen? He said, as I say, we'll deal with it on a day, on a, you know, a person-to-person basis, case-by-case basis. So they didn't give me any information, and that was even more worrying because I didn't know whether they still had it. He didn't say they still had our money. He did say, did you transfer? And he named the amount, and I knew exactly what the amount was, of course. And I said, no, I didn't. So that's all the information he gave us.
So your accounts were literally... Cleaned out. Nothing left?
Nothing, absolutely. Now, they closed, they put a block then on our online banking.
Yeah. I was about to ask you that, actually. Like, at least in that first phone call, they did lock the account, so nothing else could
They did, yeah.
Right.
But right. There was nothing else to take at that stage. There was nothing else in there, you know?
Yeah, but no, but in case any money was to come in, in the meantime.
Well, that was the next worry we had, because we would have been paid again. And I said to my husband, what are we going to do now if our money goes in again? And it's not. It's going to be gone again. The banks need to, when this happens to people, they need to, for you to be able to ring a person and for them to explain what procedure they're taking to protect you. You know, because I looked up online and I read articles because I was demented with worry. And that's the only way I can put it now. And felt so stupid.
The banks do say frequently, we'll never email you, we'll never text you.
They do.
But when it actually happened, and to explain something, Margaret, that I might have missed earlier on, like, we do all get the occasional text message from our bank.
But sure, that's the thing. If I buy something online, they'll send me a number to put in the number before the transaction goes through.
That's right.
So,
and it was in that thread?
It was in that thread.
Wow.
And I was able to send it to the bank and show it to the bank. It was in. So that's why I thought it was genuine. and why I clicked on it. And then I beat myself up thinking, how could you have been so stupid? And I just want people to just be very, very careful. And, you know, when if it does happen and you're unfortunate enough for it to happen, try not to worry the way I did, because nearly I was so worried. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. And until we heard on Monday, from Thursday till the following Monday, that our account was restored, then we were able to breathe again.
I know. That must have been a horrific few days. And
it was.
There was no reassurance that it would happen. It was just, we processed these things. And tell me, Margaret, when you went to the guards about it?
They were absolutely brilliant. We went in. Now, we couldn't go. They told us to go immediately, but because we both her and I were in isolation, we had to wait till the Saturday till our isolation was up. And then we went in and we told, made a report inside, and a very nice guard in for my. And he came out on Sunday morning, because I was crying into the man's face, poor Bible. And he came out on Sunday morning to take a second statement. And he said because it was a substantial amount, you know, they'd have to investigate it as well. And but they were absolutely brilliant. No judgment. They treated us with respect. And, you know, you feel so stupid.
Were they familiar with the fact that they had to give you the pulse number and then you'd go back to the bank with the pulse number?
Yes.
They were familiar with that then?
Yes, they knew about that. And like he said to me, you know, they've had quite a few of these people coming in with the similar problems. But it was just terrifying. And I just would emphasise, don't think on any links for any reason. I've learned a hard lesson, and if it saves one person out today from doing that, it'll be worth it.
Well, you're very brave to tell us, Margaret, because you did say you felt awful. You're doing a great service by telling people, and you should reassure yourself with that. Just one last question: did the guards ever manage to find out who done this to you?
No, and there was a detective rang us from Fomoy as well, and they are investigating it.
Right.
So, you know, it'll probably take a while. But as I say, the banks really need to reassure people. Even when it happens, they need to be more upfront and tell people you are or you're not getting your money back. Or, you know, they just have to have more robust bus systems to save people from all that anguish.
And that point you made a while ago, like the person who called you a few hours later to ask you had you made this transaction, that was one thing. But then trying to contact a human being at the bank after that.
You'd be 45 minutes waiting, and then you have to press this number and press that number, and you're waiting. And then I eventually got through. That was on the Friday morning, because I was distraught. And she was very nice, but she said exactly the same as the man had said the night before. We investigate on a case-by-case basis. There was no reassurance. There was nothing. It was just, you just have to wait till we decide. But that's not good enough, PJ, when we've spent 45 years putting our money into this bank and, you know, supporting them. I mean, we pay our fees to the bank. And then, you know, I know we got it back and we appreciated getting it back. But at the same time, if there was anybody that did it, I wouldn't get their money back. How do you deal with it?
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for telling us this story today, because I'm sure, and I guarantee you, there's someone else out there listening who has been caught or nearly caught. And do you mind me telling you something? A couple of years ago, I was caught myself.
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better, because
it was a different kind of a thing, but I was caught myself. And like that now in the story, I had to deal with case by case basis. Basically, someone took 1,300 quid out of my bank to buy tools in Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
And I rang the bank and I said, I buy tools down at Cork Builders Providers. I don't go to Amsterdam. And like that now, they said, oh, case by case basis. To be fair to them, they were back to me within 48 hours with my money back to me. But I had that worrying period, you know?
Yeah, and that's the way we were for the entire... And you know, when you're at home and you can't get out, and no matter what people say to reassure you, until it's back in your bank, you can't rest.
No, you can't. Margaret, thanks so much for talking to me today. And you've done a great service by telling your story.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Cork's 96 FM.